travel agency Thomas Cook collapsed and stranded over 500,000 tourists. It's a story. A big one. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Glad you're with us again today. Where is America on a national healthcare plan? We'll share that with you. Apple is going to make the Mac Pro in Austin, Texas, in a move to avoid tariffs. More layoffs for General Motors. There's a big fight about music that might soon be coming to an end. Those stories, and Laura Kennard joins us with business events and a story about mental health in Iowa with Peggy Huppert of NAMI, Iowa. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. So grateful that you are with us again today. You know, when you see a headline that says a travel agency goes under, you might not think it's such a big deal, but this one is. Today, British travel firm Thomas Cook collapsed into bankruptcy, leaving some 600,000 holidaymakers stranded and sparking the UK's biggest repatriation since World War II. The 178-year-old debt-plagued group, which had struggled against fierce online competition for some time and blamed Brexit uncertainty for a recent drop in bookings, failed to secure a $250 million deal from private investors, and the company collapsed. The bankruptcy, which followed a lengthy period of chronic financial turmoil after a disastrous 2007 merger deal, left some 600,000 tourists stranded worldwide, according to Thomas Cook, while its 22,000 member staff are now out of a job. While Republican and Democratic politicians are divided over health care and whether or not we should leave it as it is with private insurance companies or expand it to some sort of national coverage, the question has to be asked, so what do the American people want? Well, the Kaiser Family Foundation this month found that just over half of Americans support the idea of a national health plan, and it tracks much higher among Democrats at 77%. Republicans, though, overwhelmingly oppose it, while over half of independents do endorse the idea. Meanwhile, a study from researchers at Yale University found that one in four patients have been frugal with their insulin because of high costs. If you didn't know it, out-of-pocket costs for insulin have doubled in the past decade. In addition, patients have often complained about the difficulty in getting mental health coverage covered by insurance companies, particularly when they are not in any immediate danger. Though there is a federal law in place compelling insurance to cover mental health disorders, the same as a physical illness, it's fallen well short of its goal and left patients often maneuvering through a system that hasn't adjusted to their needs. And the amount of people seeking treatment for mental health is rapidly increasing. Meanwhile, here is yet another too all-familiar story. As reported by CBS News, Mark Esposito had chronic back pain. And so when he went to a hospital, he had an MRI done, and the physician said he needed immediate surgery or he could become paralyzed. The surgery was a success, but then the bills started coming in, over $650,000 in all. Now, his insurance company said the back surgery didn't qualify as an emergency and it wasn't medically necessary. Now, this is not a loan situation. 4 in 10 customers say that they have received a surprise medical bill in the previous year, according to a 2018 poll by Kaiser Health. Half of those bills were well over $500. And if you want to be a good consumer of health care and you go out to find the true costs of what it's going to cost for any procedure, good luck. Prices are often not transparent, and when you do find them, they can vary greatly. Often, medical procedure costs are inflated because the providers know the insurance companies will attempt to negotiate a lower price. So if your procedure isn't a covered expense, guess who gets the bill? Just this week, we spoke to a man who had a heart valve repaired. He said he has what is good insurance, yet his out-of-pocket charges amounted to $100,000. Meanwhile, his sister had the same procedure done in her country of Canada. Her out-of-pocket cost? Zero. Today, Apple announced it will manufacture its Mac Pro computer in Austin, Texas. The reason? To avoid tariffs. The Mac Pro is the only major Apple computer to be assembled in the United States. Most of Apple's products, including the iPhone, are assembled in China, and they are facing tariff threats. Apple over the weekend received federal product exclusions, which enabled it to import some parts it needs for the Mac Pro without paying import tariffs. A previous version of the Mac Pro was also assembled in Texas by Flex. That was a contract manufacturer. Apple said the new design, which was announced earlier this year, will be manufactured at the same facility. CNBC reports the Mac Pro is a high-end computer for programmers, artists, and other people who need lots of power. It starts at over $5,900 and isn't one of Apple's high-volume products. Now, Apple doesn't break out Mac Pro sales, but Mac computers, including laptops and other desktops, made up about 10% of Apple's revenue for the most recent quarter that sales are available. And this just in this afternoon, General Motors told more than 1,200 workers in the United States and Canada that they were being temporarily laid off as of today due to the United Auto Workers going on strike against the automaker. The fresh round of cuts is on top of an estimated 4,500 temporary layoffs GM and its suppliers handed out to its employees on Friday. All of this, according to Jerry Diaz, president of Canada's trade union Unifor, which represents GM and other auto workers in Canada. The music industry is eagerly awaiting the results of one of its most epic copyright fights. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, the credited writers of the seminal hit Stairway to Heaven, have been entangled in a five-year-long copyright battle. Well, this week, an 11-strong panel of federal appellate judges will examine its writing. The industry, buffeted by some expensive copyright decisions against writers, is hoping the case provides clarity around the elements of music shielded by copyright and the parts that are, well, maybe fair game. Yet to come today, we're going to visit with Laura Kennard about business events in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro, and then a deep dive into mental health care in Iowa. We've been hearing so much about mental health, it's time to get an update from Peggy Hubbard of NAMI, Iowa. All coming up next.